All right, Joey Savacci. Hey, man, the heat race. Let's start there.
Yeah.
We could have got a win there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, dude, it was good. Today was. It was. I was happy with today. Obviously, it's easy to talk about last week and have built-in excuses for being sick, but you know it was genuine.
Yeah.
So, not that I really care what people think.
The rental car story was a little nutty.
Not that I care what people think, but it's nice to back up that I feel better. So yeah, I mean, first practice was good today. Second practice, just honestly overconfident, trying too hard on one of those tracks. Slower is better sometimes. Yeah. But yeah, heat race was really good. I think my starts are back.
Yeah.
You know, I had good practice start, good heat race start. Main event start was pretty solid. I kind of slid out, so I got passed by a few guys. But I think our starts are back in a good place, which, as we all know, is important.
Did I see Eli muscle you in a little bit in the main or a heat? Or what? Was I imagining that?
He messed up the rhythm lane, and I passed him in the heat. But then in the main,
yeah.
No, he was ahead of.
No, he's behind you. I think almost.
He might have passed me right before the whoops. I don't know. Yeah,
I'm drunk. I thought I saw him elbow you.
Yeah, he didn't elbow me, but he passed me. I remember at the end of the whoops. Yep.
It's been a pretty impressive day for you for sure. You also went down on the whoops.
Yep.
And going down on the whoops and still getting a top 10, that doesn't happen so much. It tells you how good you're riding.
Yeah, I mean, it's in reality, we ended up losing one spot, went from 6th to 7th. So, I mean, to rebound to 7th was good. But, frustrating. You know, it's crashing in the whoops, doing something stupid like jumping the whoops is always the most frustrating thing in the world because it's like at least if you were skimming doing the harder thing, it's understandable. But, yeah, I mean, just jumping them kind of got impatient. And it was an awkward fall. I hit pretty hard, to be honest.
Hey, you're looking at your elbow? You're grabbing your elbow?
Yeah, elbow's swollen up a little bit. Got a nice knot on it. But, I mean, like I said, honestly, it's I feel like today was on paper maybe about the same as it's been, but in reality it was better. So the heat race was really good. Main was – we were in a good place. Like, I had a good toe with J-Coop, and I felt like I could have stayed there the whole time. So it's good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not doing it, but that quad looked pretty easy. I'm not jumping that. But, dude, it looked like you guys nailed that thing pretty easy.
Yeah, it was one of those things that at the beginning of the day, I'm like, it's not going to be a race line. It's not going to be a race line. Mainly hoping that we didn't have to do it every time. But, I mean, yeah, it was easy. It's just big. But, dude, this track is – it's every year it's the same shit. You come here, you walk it, you look at it, you're like, dude, this is going to be sick. And then you're riding around on basically polished concrete. There was a lot of guys that crashed out there today. I was one of them, unfortunately, but I had a good rebound. Like I said, we've been working hard, honestly. I've been working hard in prior years, but it hasn't shown. And to have the team around me and to be honest, like I owe a lot of it to Matt, my suspension guy, because
he's just still not touching it. You're still happy. Like last time I talked to you about it, you were just stoked. Yeah.
Yeah. We made a small change this week in Florida and tried two small changes, one way, one the other, just to try to find something. And we raced with it today, but it's so minor. Like it's one of those things, very minor. I think we total of 3 clicks today total. I mean, I'm in a really good place. Like I said, my bike does a lot of good things. And it's refreshing to be at the races again and not just be a guy on the track. Like I said, I owe a lot of that to Matt. It's the first time in honestly like a long time that I feel like I should feel, you know, like I belong.
Yeah, you're racing forward, you're pushing, all that. To me, last question for you, the turn before those tables I was telling Christian, that switched what was good, what was bad, track got fucked. Like that was a huge part of the race. Figuring out which line worked best and when.
Yeah, the main line on the inside was getting so pushed out into the side of that single that it was getting hard. So I had an outside, like just right outside that line, cutting across that rut and getting a drive. So I was able to get over that a lot longer than a lot of guys. I mean, like
over the table, you mean? Yeah.
All the way over 3, 2, 1. It's, again, this place, dude, it always looks so nice. And then you ride it and it's just like, holy shit, dude. So
when you watch it back, you'll see like, the top 4 guys are changing things up, fucking that section up, everything. Yeah,
I mean, it's so hard, but yet in places it's so soft, the ruts get so gnarly that you have to move around. But that's the fun of it. I know, like last week, I didn't feel good, but those kind of tracks to me are really fun because the creativity comes out. Yeah. You know, yeah, like you're able to move around it, and it's not like, it's not like, yeah, it's not just a hammer line. Like you got to actually think about what you're doing. And hey, like if I go outside here and then go three, it's great. But if I go outside and I don't, how much time am I losing? Is it worth it to dive to the inside? You know, like, so things like that. It's tonight was not like that, but kind of like that in a way. You know, you had to move around. And
definitely broke down.
Yeah, it broke down, and you had to move around to kind of try to find something that was consistent. So, yeah, like I said, I'm happy. I don't feel like I'm just a guy on the track. I feel like we've made good improvements. So I'm happy with where we're at.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Awesome.